Okay, today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Mem Ches. We left off in daf Mem Zayin and Beis. We are on the first wide line. We're at the word Tnan. So we're in the middle of a discussion of really two machloksim that are very much related to each other, that are tally on each other. And those are the machloksim whether ma'os is konos mi daraisa. On a daraisa level, is money enough to make the kinyan happen, and it's just mi derabanan that the rabbanan said money should not work, and instead we put mashicha in place? Or is it no, that on a daraisa level, money does not work at all to make a kinyan? Now the related machlokas that's completely related is the issue of whether mashicha is konami daraisa. If you hold ma'os is konami daraisa, then mashicha is only drabanan. If you hold ma'os is not konami daraisa, mashicha is konami daraisa. So we had the machlokas between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish is the one who said that mashicha is mefureshes min haTorah, right? That on a daraisa level, mashicha is kona. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, on a daraisa level, ma'os is kona. So now the Gemara is going to try to bring a raya. Tanan, first wide line again. Tanan. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol shakesef biyado yada al elyona. In our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon had disagreed with the Tan Kama and said, whoever's holding onto the money has the upper hand, meaning if the lokeach gave the mocher his money, so then the mocher has the ability to be chozer on the entire mekach. He can just walk away from the whole thing. But the lokeach cannot. Mocher hu dematziyad debay, lokeach lo matziyad debay. The mocher is able to walk away and to undo the mekach. The lokeach does not have that ability. So, yeah, bishlama ma'os konos. I understand very well if you're going to say, like Rabbi Yochanan, that on a daraisa level, money already made the kinyan happen. So, on a daraisa level, this kinyan already happened. I understand very well, mishamachi mocher, matziyad debay, lokeach lo matziyad debay. I understand why the rabbanan are going to allow the mocher to walk away and not the lokeach. You're not going to allow the lokeach to walk away, obviously, because he already gave money, and ma'os is konos mi daraisa. The kinyan daraisa took place. Why will you allow the mocher to walk away? So Rashi explains, and therefore mashicha, the whole idea of mashicha is only the rabbanan. So as Rabbi Shimon leMeimar, Dayenu imamrin on chazara b'mocher. So Rabbi Shimon comes along and says it would be good enough to allow the mocher to walk away on the rabbanan level. Why? Dechimukmat luhu bereshu se lachzer bo im hukru. As long as you give him the ability to undo the mekach, if the items go up in value, masa nafshe latzalinu, then if a fire were to break out, he's for sure going to be mosa nefesh to try to save those items. Because Mei Maramar will say to himself, adayin schari tali behem, I still have money tied up in that stuff. Shem yisyakru achzer bi, because if that stuff goes up in value, I can always undo the mekach, and that will all be mine. V'lokech lo matzi hadabei, and we understand the lokech can't be chozer, demos konos, because the money was kona on a daraisa level. But says the Gemara Vayter, Eliam Mos ain't konos. But if you hold that Mos is not konet, that Mos does nothing on a daraisa level, lokech nami lahadibay, then shouldn't they both be able to walk away? Why does Rabbi Shimon say that only the mocher has the upper hand and he can walk away and undo the whole kinyan after the money's changed hands? If you hold that there is no din whatsoever, not daraisa, not the rabbanan, that Mos is konet, everybody should be able to walk away. The money was given means nothing. So Amar Lecha Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish would respond, you're right. Alibud Rabbi Shimon lo kamina. You're bringing me a raya from the shita of Rabbi Shimon. I agree that Rabbi Shimon thinks like you. Meaning, I agree, says Reish Lakish, Rabbi Shimon believes that Moses is kona midaraisa, otherwise it doesn't make any sense why only the mocher can walk away and not the lokeach. Ki kamina alibud Rabbanan. When I said that Mashiach is kona min haTorah and not Moos, I was going alibud Rabbanan. I was going according to the Tanakama, which I think is the widely accepted opinion, not the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. But in Achinami, that's what Rabbi Shimon would hold. Rabbi Shimon would hold that Moos is kona midaraisa. So says the Gemara, now we can flip the question. Now Reish Lakish makes more sense, because Bishlam Reish Lakish, Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan. According to Reish Lakish, now at least we see what the point of dispute is between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. That Rabbi Shimon holds Moos is kona midaraisa, and that's why only the mocher can walk away and not the lokeach, whereas Rabbanan hold that Moos does nothing midaraisa, that it's only Mashicha that's kona, and therefore they can both walk away. El Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'ika ben Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Moses Konos Midaraisa, then according to everybody, that even the Rabbanan would hold Moses Konos Midaraisa. So what's the point of dispute between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan? So answers Gemara, Ika ben Ayud Rav Chista. The Machlokas is really, really revolves around Rav Chista. Dam Rav Chista, Kederach Shetiknu Mashicha B'mochrin, Kach Tiknu Mashicha B'lekuchos. That just like there was Mesakin Mashicha, for the mocher to be able to be chozer as long as he wants, as long as the lokeach has not been moshech, so too they were mesak and meshicha for the lokeach to be chozer bo, to change his mind, for that same concern of nisruf chitach baliyah. If you look at Rashi, kederek shetiknu meshicha lemocher nachzuba avocher kolzman shlomoshech lokeach, that the mocher has the ability to undo the mecher so long as the lokeach didn't do meshicha, kach tiknu chacham meshicha lokeach lachzer bo b'shvilosa takana atzma din nisruf chitacha. So the lokeach is also allowed to walk away for that same reason of nisruf chitacha. Why? The koshkin kimukmet lechazar nami bershus lokeach maser nafshei amocher v'tarchu matzil. Meaning, what's the whole point? If a fire were to break out, we want to motivate the mocher to try to save the stuff, right? So if you give the mocher the right to back out on the deal, so he'll be somewhat motivated to save the stuff, because you never know, that stuff may go up in value, he could back out and therefore make that difference that it goes up in value, right? If he doesn't save the stuff, well, he won't lose, but he won't have that windfall of, you know, if it goes up in value. He won't lose because he just won't be chozer if it burns, and he'll keep the money. So he won't really lose if the if we leave it totally in his hands and he warrant to save it. But it's a little bit of a motivator to save the stuff, because it could always go up in value and he might have a chance to make some money here. But if you give the lokeach the right to be chozer, then that will be a real motivator, because the mocher says to himself, wait a second, if I don't save this stuff, lokeach will be chozer on the mekach, and I'm going to be stuck with a burnt warehouse and nothing to show for it. I will have lost everything. So that's a real motivator for the mocher to go save it. It's a much greater motivator if you allow the lokeach the right to be chozer. So much so that some of the Rishonim raised the question of, why do we give the rishus to the mocher to be chozer? If all we're trying to accomplish is to motivate the mocher, only give rishus to the lokeach to be mocher, to be chozer, and give the mocher nothing. Let the mocher not have any rishus at all. He'll be plenty motivated. Right, the lokeach's ability to be chozer is certainly going to be a motivation for the mocher to want to save it. So the Ramban writes that someone who asks such a kasha, ein makom l'she'elasa yatziva ba'aro giyura b'shmei shemaya. I mean, the Ramban says, if you ask such a question, there's no room whatsoever to ask such a question. Why not? So he explains that it's just not going to work to give the rights to the guy who's holding on to neither the money nor the merchandise to be chozer, and give the guy who's holding the money and the merchandise no rights whatsoever. It's just illogical to do that. It's counterintuitive to do that. For what we're trying to accomplish in order to motivate the mocher to want to save the merchandise from a fire, if we're trying to accomplish that, it works a lot better to give the lokeach the rishus to be chozer. That's true. But it doesn't make any sense in terms of the guy who's holding the merchandise and the money is going to not be able to do anything, and the guy who's holding on to nothing is going to be able to do everything. So we're not comfortable with that. So therefore, the mocher has to be able to be chozer. But Rav Chista's chiddush is the lokeach can also be chozer. That adds extra motivation to the mocher. So Rav Shimon says Rav Chista. Rav Shimon disagrees with Rav Chista. He thinks lokeach does not have the ability to be chozer, that we were only misakein that the mocher can be chozer. Rabbanan is Rav Chista, and Rabbanan hold like Rav Chista. The Rabbeinu Yehonah son was mitarets that question a little differently. He says sometimes you can have a case where the peros go up in value and the fire doesn't burn down the whole warehouse. It burns down half of the warehouse. And the mocher could say to himself, well, you know what? The half that's remaining, the half of merchandise that's remaining, is right now worth all the money that it was worth to begin with. Meaning all the money that the lokeach gave me to begin with when I sold this merchandise is what the half that's remaining is worth. So I have no reason to really want to save it. There's no motivation at all to save it. But if he knows that the lokeach can be chozer in the whole thing, so that will really provide a motivation to, giving the mocher the ability to be chozer on the whole thing and to be marviach the yoker and to make that money of the amount that it went up in value, that will be his motivation. But having lokeach being able to be chozer will not motivate him in that situation where he knows he has nothing to lose. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Tanan, Avalamru Misha Paramita Ramabul, who asked the Paramisha Enom and Bidiburo. That even though, really, technically, you're allowed to be Choser, but still, the same Ribbono Shalom who punished the Dara Mabul is going to punish someone who's not Omid Bidiburo, who doesn't keep his word. So Yaron Pishon Mos Konos Misham Haki Kai Baval. Why would we impose such a curse? So if you hold that on a Daraisa level, the Kinyan already happened. When they gave the money, Kinyan is done. So then I understand why we would want to be so severe and strong against someone who doesn't abide by the Kinyan Daraisa and tries to get out of it. Eliyamrit Mos Enun Konos Amai Kai Baval. But if you hold Mos Enun Konos, so why the Aval? Why the curse? If on the Daraisa level nothing happened, and on the Rabbanan level nothing happened, so what's so bad about going back on a Mekach after I received payment? So says Gemara, Mishum Devarim. No, it's because of words that were said, and because of the words, the guarantees that were said in the sale, so that's why we're going to curse the person. So, B'Devar Mikai Baval, really, for just words, you get a curse like that? Vatanya, don't we have a Braisa that teaches me otherwise? Rabbi Shimon Omer, the very top of them, Chasam and Aleph, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Aval Pisha Amru Talis Kona Dinar Zahav, even though we said that a talis is considered the merchandise, klape a dinar zahav, right? It's an afal pi because a dinar zahav is not always considered cash. Sometimes dinar zahav is considered merchandise when it comes to kesef versus zahav, but when it comes to zahav versus talis, the talis is considered the merchandise, the zahav is considered the cash. The ein dinar zahav kona talis, and therefore dinar zahav cannot be kona talis because ma'us is not kona. Nevertheless, the halacha stated that Avalamru Misha Parim Anshe Dara Mabul Anshe Dara Flaga Anshe Stom Amora Mimitzrayim B'Yam Who Asa the Parim Misha Enomid B'Diburo, that the same Ribbono Shel Olam who paid back all these wicked Rishaim is going to pay back the person who's not Omid B'Diburo. Va'Nosim B'Dvarim Lo Kana. But someone who just was involved in discussions, right? It was just words. It's not kona. No kinyan is affected whatsoever. And if you go back on your word, that's all you really had was your word, then the Ruach HaCham is not nochemenu. Then the Rabbanan aren't pleased with you, but you're not subject to the curse. It's all it is. It's ein Ruach HaCham, but there's no curse. There's no Misha Parah, Me'an Shedara Mabul, etc. It's just that the Rabbanan aren't happy about it. So what do you see from here? You see that Devarim itself is not enough to incur a Misha Parah. Right? We wanted to say before that Mishum Devarim, that the Misha Parah comes, if you hold, there's no Ma'os, is not Kona Midaraisa. So what's so bad about going back on Ma'os? It's because of Devarim. But you see from here that Devarim alone is nothing. Devarim alone is not enough to incur a Misha Parah. So it says Gemara, no, Devarim Vika Badayu Ma'os Kai Baval. When you have Devarim along with money, so then it's kai baval. Then you're going to be subject to the curse. Tevarim v'lekabadai mal slo kai baval. But if it's tevarim alone and there's no money associated with it, then it's not going to be subject to the curse. If you look at Rashi, kai baval mishum tevarim shabu al kach lechal maisa, because it wasn't just tevarim; it was tevarim that brought about a maisa. It brought about paying money. But the money enochinami doesn't really affect the kinyan daraisa, but the dvarim brought about a maisa, and therefore those are strong dvarim. So the real reason you get the curse is for the dvarim, but it's not just any dvarim. It's dvarim that were stronger dvarim that brought about a maisa, and that's why you're going to be subject to the misha para. V'nafkamina, the Gemara calls it the aval, but it's, you know, we generally refer to it as the misha para, right? That's the curse, the misha para man shidar mabul. V'nafkamina Nisura, says Rashi, what's nafkamina? Meaning, what difference does it make if it was kona midaraisa or not? Is there any nafkamina for us? Whether it's mos konos midaraisa or mos is not kona, but it's aval, misha para, you can get cursed for going back on your dibur. What difference does it make? Either way, it's totally aser to retract. It's either aser because you don't want to get cursed, or it's aser because it's against the din daraisa. The kin has already been made daraisa. What nafkamina is there? So Rashi says the classic nafkamina. Nafkamina l'nisura kagonim kiddush ba'osi isha l'rabbi yachman havi kiddushin. If you use that money to be mekadish nisha, the money needs to belong to you. In the din daraisa kanya v'didehu l'rei shalakish l'havi kiddushin. Right? If you hold that Moses konos mi daraisa, so then that money, and then you're chozer, so that money if the depending which party uses it, right, we need to know that who owns it midaraisa. And if you hold that Moses is not kona midaraisa, it's just a mishapara when he's chozer. So then when the money goes back, we know who the owner of the money is, right? The money was never acquired by the mocher, never actually belonged to him. So it's nafkamina in terms of kiddushei isha. It's a pashat nafkamina always. Now what's this aval? We said that the same Ribbono Shel Olam who punished. What about punished millions of people in the history of the world? Why is it Dafka punished these four? The Anshi Dara Mabel, the Anshi Dara Flaga, the Anshi Sodoma Mora, and Mitzrayim Beyam. Why do we Dafka pick those four to relate this curse to, this specific curse to? So the Rush says that we mention these because the Dara Mabel was full of Chamas, and they were not Omed B'dibura. They were not trustworthy people. So we want to curse the person who's not trustworthy in his business dealings with the Dara Mabel. The Dara Flaga is mentioned Agav the Dara Mabel. They show up in the same Parsha, so they're always mentioned together. The Dara Mabel, Dara Flaga. Mitzrayim also was not Omed B'diburam, because Mitzrayim, every time they said they were going to send out Klal Yisrael, that they were going to let us go, they didn't let us go. So they're also not Omed B'diburam, so that's why we have the Dar of Mitzrayim. I don't know if he explains Sodom V'Amora. Oh, I guess also they're not Omed B'diburam. They're also, I guess, always stealing from each other. The Meiri writes that we mentioned the Dar of Mabel because it's not only that they stole and were dishonest. The Yerushalmi writes about the Dar of Mabel that they would steal in a way that they couldn't be prosecuted. Exactly. So since they always stole in a way that they couldn't be prosecuted, happens to be the mechanism they use is Pachs Mishav Pruta, just by stealing such a small amount. So we're cursing a guy who's effectively stealing in a way that he can't be prosecuted, because Midaraisa, he has the Torah law behind him. It's just that Mishapara. It's that we don't like it or we're not happy about it, but our arms are really tied, our hands are tied, we can't really do anything about it. The Aruch Liner has a more creative explanation of this. The Aruch Liner in Sukkah Daphne and Beis writes that the four generations and the way they were punished relate to the Ribbono Shel Olam's mastery over all four Yesodos of the world, all four Yesodos that the world was created with. The Dara Mabel was punished with water, the Dara Flaga with Ruach. Pasuk says, Medrash Darshan's Pasuk, Lokin Arsham Kim Kamatsah Shet Tidfenu Ruach, Zed Dara Flaga Shet Nafotsu Baruach. The Dara Flaga was scattered by wind, by gusty winds that threw them all over the place. The Anshe Sodom with Eish, that gufras for Eish min Hashemayim came down and rained on the Anshe Sodom, and Mitzrayim B'yam. So the Mitzrayim B'yam was nifra ba'afar because it was kamin chomer, right? That they drowned in the sea, kamin chomer. Chomer mayim rabim. So since that relates to these four generations, relate to the four yesodos, so it shows that the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't let anything get past him, that he has mastery over all of creation, and therefore don't think you're going to be able to outsmart the Ribbono Shel Olam by hiding behind the technical din d'oraisa in terms of the monetary law over here. If you look at Tosos, Vamar Rava, Anu en Lanu Ela Ein Ruach Hamnoche Menu, says Tosos, wait a second, Vim Tomer, my Kamash Mulan Rava, Vibraisa Nami Hachi Katania Chosu Bo Ein Ruach Hamnoche Menu. Right, we had a Braisa. The Braisa says that someone was Nosin, Vinosin, Bedvarim, if you go back on your word, but there was no exchange of money or anything else, well, Ein Ruach Hamnoche Menu, the rabbis aren't happy with you. And then comes along Rava and says, you know what? Ein Ruach Hamnoche Menu, the rabbis aren't happy with you. Well, the Braisa just said that. What's Rava adding? So says Tosfos, Yesh Lomer Dash Mi'inan, Dein Ruach Hamnochem Enu Lav Hainu Mishapar Dektani Bereisha. What Rava is trying to show you is that one might have confused the terms of Mishapar, Manchin Dar Mabel, etc., with Ein Ruach Hamnochem Enu. One might have thought Ein Ruach Hamnochem Enu means, and therefore you get cursed. So Rava comes along and says, no, the Braisa is precise. The Braisa says that if Ma'os changed hands, then Mishapara, then you get cursed. But if it was just words, simply Ein Ruach Hamnochem Enu. It's nothing more than Ein Ruach Hamnochem Enu, that the rabbis are simply not happy with you about it. Okay, the Gemara's answer, it happens to be other Rishonim answer a little bit differently. The Rashba says you would have thought that from Ein Ruach Hamnochem Enu that maybe you're not subject to the Mishapara curse, but maybe you're subject to some lesser curse. So Rava says, no, it's just Ein Ruach Hamnochem Enu. There's no curse whatsoever. It's simply that Ein Ruach Hamnochem Enu is nothing more than that. Don't read anything into that other than that the rabbis aren't too pleased with you. Now, the Gemara gave the answer that there's a difference between words alone and words that have money attached to it. So Frek Tosfos, that is so obvious. How did the Gemara not catch that originally? Right? Vim Tomar, Dekarila Mai Karila. Of course. Yishlomer Dahach Price Rabbi Shimonhi, the Sovereign Moses Konos Afil Reish Lakish. Meaning, everyone agrees that Rabbi Shimon holds Moses' Kona. The Brisa that we quoted over here is the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. Right? So the Brisa is going with the Shita of Rabbi Shimon that holds the Moses' Kona according to everybody. And that's why, according to him, when there's money that changes hands, I understand there's going to be an Aval, because that's a Dindal Raisa. So, and we're assuming that according to Reish Lakish, that the Rabbanon don't hold Ma'os Konos, will treat Ma'os the same way Rabbi Shimon treats no Ma'os, right? The same way Rabbi Shimon would treat not having money change hands, which means you didn't have a Kenyan Daraisa, we would assume that according to Reish Lakish, the Rabbanon would treat Ma'os, which is also not a Kenyan Daraisa. That was the assumption of the Maksha. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Amar Rava, Kro Masnisa Masayela the Reish Lakish. Again, the basic machlokas was Reish Lakish holds that on a Daraisa level, money is not Kona, Meshicha is Kona. Rabbi Yochanan is the one that said, on a Daraisa level, money is Kona. So says the Gemara, there is a Pasuk and a Braisa that both supports Reish Lakish's view that Meshicha is Kona mi Daraisa and not money. Kradich say, what's the pasuk? Pasuk says v'kiches b'abisa b'bikadon l'pshumasiyado b'gezelo ashak asamiso. Pasuk when it talks about shuasa b'bikadon, right? It says someone gives you a b'bikadon and you deny having that b'bikadon, right? So you're going to be chayv to take a shvua. So we know what some of these things are. What are all these things? Right? Pasuk says you deny b'bikadon. So we know what a b'bikadon is, right? That's someone gives you a deposit to watch over. That's an easy word to translate. Obe tesumes yad. What's a tesumes yad? We're not sure yet. Over gezel, or a stolen item. We know what that is. Someone says, you have my item that you stole from me, and you deny it. O ashak es amiso. Or you're ashak es amiso. What does that mean? So we're going to have to define the two more vague terms. So tesumes yad, Amar Rav Chista. The phrase tesumes yad, Rav Chista explains, kun shi yichado kli lahalva aso. Where the guy is miyachid a kli for the loan, meaning specifically to pay back a monetary loan. And he says, I know you have that kli that's meant to pay back my loan, and the guy denies having it. Eshek amrav chista kon sheyich lo kli la ashako. So what does that mean? That relates to when you hire a worker and you miyachid a specific kli from which the wages are going to come to pay that worker. So v'chia hadre kra, but yet when the pasuk comes back two pesukim later and talks about v'hayu kiyachta v'asham v'yishuvas hagzeil asher gazal, and talks about someone who returns that which he stole, what does it say? K'siv v'hayu kiyachta v'asham v'yishuvas hagzeil asher gazal. So what does it say? There were four things listed in the original pasuk. This pasuk says, and you return the gzeila shagazel, that's one. Osa oshek sharashek, that's two. Osa hapikadon asher hafkedo, so that's three. But what's missing, right? You don't have anything about vilu tsumas yad lo ahadre. The pasuk doesn't repeat tsumas yad. So my time, why does the pasuk not talk about the returning of tsumas yad? Lav mishum demechtsu mashicha. Isn't it because there was no mashicha and therefore there's no kinyan on the tsumas yad because there was no mashicha? And mashicha is really what's kona on a daraisa level. So you see clearly, like Reish Lakish, that mashicha is what's kona on a daraisa level. So there, that's why the malvel was never koned. Some later of Papa Larava, Ema me oshik hu dahadakra. So Rav Papa says to Rav, wait a second. Maybe me oshik hu dahadakra, hachum ayiskin kot shenotlu mimenu v'chazru v'fkidu atzlau. So he says, I don't understand. By oshik, you have the same issue. Right, that if he was miyachid a kli to pay the schar sachir, so there also is no mashicha. So what do you have to say the case is where the guy took the kli, the worker took the kli, and then gave it back as a pikadon. But then hainu pikadon. But then the case of oshek is also the same thing as a pikadon. So it says I'm going to trey gavni pikadon. Yeah, there are two types of pikadon. But miyachid sumisyan nami lahadri v'lukum igon shenotlo imenu v'chazir v'fkidu atzlau. Meaning, if you're going to say the pasuk only repeats oshek because we can make an ukimta that yeah, the case of oshek is where the worker takes the kli and then gives it back as a pikadon. So why don't you say the same thing about sumisyan? where you're dealing with a loan, say where the borrower took the kli and then he gave it back as a the lender rather took the kli and then he gave it back as a pikadon, and then the Torah can repeat it. Why does the Torah only repeat one and not the other? So iya hadrikra lo tiyufta vlosiata. You know what? If the Torah had repeated it, then we would not have had a question nor a proof to Reish Lakish. But hasha dala hadrikra misayele. From the fact that the Torah does not repeat sumis yad, so it shows you that that clearly the only case where it's going to be a kinyan is where the guy took it and then returned it back, where there was a mashicha done. But you see, the Torah is demonstrating that by bedafka leaving one item off the list. So by bedafka leaving tsumas yad off the list, you see that that clearly mashicha is the only thing that's kona. So says Gemara, tsumas yad lo hadrikra. But wait a second, does the Torah really not go back and discuss tsumas yad v'atanya? We have a brisa. How do I know to apply what it says in one pasuk to the other pasuk? To chsiv, because the pasuk says in that same parak, the very next pasuk, Omi kol asher yishava lav l'sheker. And that's an all-inclusive phrase. That phrase is clearly there to teach you that there's a mitzvah sashavan tsumas yad. So you see very clearly that the Torah does go back to discuss the mitzvah of hashava on tsumas yad also, not only on the other three. So how can you be medayik anything from the fact that the Torah doesn't come back and discuss that case? The Torah does come back and discuss that case, just doesn't use those same words. Answers Gemara, yeah, behedya mi'elo hadrikra. The fact that it's not explicit in the Torah means something also. Meaning, since the Torah's words are chosen carefully, say Nechanami, the Torah tells you there is a mitzvah sashava and tsumas yad also. But the Torah doesn't say it explicitly, specifically to demonstrate that the kinyan of Mashicha is what's kona midaraisa. And since there's no Mashicha on a typical tsumas yad, so mimela, it's not going to be nikna on a daraisa level. So that is the pasuk that supports Reish Lakish. Masnisa minalan, where do we have a brisa or a mishnah that supports Reish Lakish? So the Tanya, we have the following brisa. Nasa lebalan ma'al. Let's say you give money that belongs to Hegdish to a bathhouse attendant, a balan. So that's a violation of Mi'ila. All you gave him is money, you've already violated Mi'ila even though you haven't taken a bath yet, even though no services were provided yet. V'amarav, dafka balan hu d'la mixer mashicha, avamidi achrita, d'mixer mashicha lomal ad mashich. And Rav says, yeah, that it's dafka if you give money to a balan, that's where you've already been moel in the money, because there's no mashicha that you do in the bathhouse. It's a service. There's no mashicha that's done. But if it were anything else that you were trying to be kona with that money, anything that required mashicha, anything that was mashicha bull, anything that you'd be able to pull, so then the halacha would be that mi'ila has not been violated until you do mashicha, because giving money is not a kinyan at all on a daraisa level. Only mashicha is a kinyan on a daraisa level. V'atanya nasal nasapar ma'al v'sapar abay l'mimshach tisbaras. But wait a second, didn't we say that if you give money to the barber, you've already violated mi'ila, and yet there is mashicha that's shaykh by the barber? What's the mashicha that's shaykh by the barber? So if you look at Rashi, habay limshoch, habay limshoch, chay socher atisporus, to bekal mi didispe malimshoch, lo kani ademashich. It's unclear exactly what exactly you're being moshech, but the assumption is that when you get a haircut, you're being moshech something. That there's some sort of mashicha. I don't know if you kona the scissors first, I'm not sure exactly what you do, but apparently there was something when the way they used to get haircuts, that there was some sort of kinyan mashicha. So since there was some sort of kinyan mashicha done, so how could it be that you're moel as soon as you give the money? You shouldn't be moel as soon as you give the money, you didn't do the mashicha yet. So Zagmar, no, hachamay eskinon besapar nachri, the lav bar mashicha hu. No, we're talking about a sapar nachri who's not a bar mashicha, and therefore there was no need for mashicha. But the bottom line is that anything that would require mashicha, the money does nothing on a daraisa level if you don't do the mashicha. And that's a braisa, that's a raya to Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish is the one that says that mashicha is what's called a midaraisa and not money. Tanya nami hachim, you have a braisa just like this. Nasal nasapar, ul nasapan, ul kal bali umnas, lomal ad mashach. You give money to a barber, to a sailor, to any other service provider, you're not mo'el until you're mosheich that which you're acquiring. So kashina adadiba, wait a second, I thought we just said that for a sapper, for a barber, as soon as you give him the money, you're ready mo'el. Elav Shmamina Kan Vesaper Nachri Kan Vesaper Yisrael Shmamina. So you see, there must be a chiluk between different types of barbers. There must be a chiluk between the Saper Nachri, who is not a bar meshicha, and the Saper Yisrael, who is a bar meshicha. So you see that chiluk is very clear. So Frek tells us, wait a second, Balan lo mechzer meshicha, we said that a Balan is not lacking a meshicha vim tomar v'mechusar chazaka, but he's a mechusar chazaka. So the yeshlom of the schirus karka niknam kesef kedam b'meruba. No, the schirus of the land is acquired with kesef. So even though you didn't do a kinyan on the karka either, yes you did, because when you gave the money, so that's a kinyan on the karka. Next tells us about the mimshach tisporas mikanum rabbeinatam that sofer shehisker atzmo im mashka mimenu kulmus otar shalo in yicholin shul vlachsa behem. Says rabbeinatam, you see from here, he says it's unclear exactly what was going on by this barber shop, but they did some sort of kinyan to be mechayev the barber. Right? As soon as they do this kinyan, the barber can't back out anymore. It's some sort of kinyan. I guess you didn't want to be stuck. A barber could have done a practical joke. He'll cut half of your hair and then say, I changed my mind. I don't want to give the haircut. Right? So they did some sort of kinyan that was mechayev him right off the bat. So says Rabbeinu Tam, the same could work for any service provider. It doesn't have to be a barber. You hire a sofer, and you do meshicha on the kulmus, on the tar, on his pen, whatever, on his quill that he writes with. So that's it. So then he can't be chozer. So Frank Tosos for a second, and Tomer, Maishnami Paul Diochalach Sabo. Why is a poel allowed to be chozer halfway through the day? I thought you do any sort of meshicha and that's it, and you're mechuyev the whole way. So he says, "V'yeshlomer depol dafka dechsiv bei avadai heim lo avadim lo avadim yachulachs above lo kadlan." We've discussed in the past that dafka by a poel, there's a special gzeres hakasa that says avadai heim, that we are the avadim of the Ribbono Shel'olam, and we can't become avadim to avadim. So the poel can't get into an agreement where he becomes an eved. So he has to have the ability to be chazer. Otherwise, there's a halachic problem with it. But any other worker, where it's not, where he's not just your worker, he's not just hired to do work for you, but he's hired for a specific task, where there's no concern that it's going to look like he's an eved. So then there's no problem where you do a meshicha and he's mechuyev to finish the job and to not be chazerbo. Says Gemara Vayter, v'chenam Rav Nachman devar Torah ma'os konos. Rav Nachman also holds. Now, it's interesting. We just the whole Amma has been bringing rayas to Reish Lakish that money is not Kona Midaraisa, and we say V'chein Amar Rav Nachman. The V'chein is going on Rabbi Yochanan, who we haven't discussed in the last Amma, right? Rabbi Yochanan is one that says Ma'os Konos, not Reish Lakish. So V'chein Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman also agrees with Rabbi Yochanan. Dvar Torah Ma'os Konos. Ubat Galevi Masnisei Va'Ashkach. And Levi tried to find a brisa that supports that, and he found as follows. Nasan the Seton, if you give money to the Seton, a Seton is apparently like a wholesaler of fruits, and he gives to small shopkeepers who don't have a lot of money, and the shopkeepers just give him like a little bit of a deposit, and then when they sell the fruits, they pay the balance, right? But they essentially buy mostly on credit from the Seton, from the wholesaler of fruits. So the Brisa says, if you give money to the Seton, and the money was Hekdesh money, ma'al, you've already violated Mi'ilah. So Ela Kashal Reish Lakish, isn't that a major kasha on Reish Lakish? Because you see, even though Mashiach is Shaykh over there, still as soon as the money changed hands, there was already a violation of Mi'ilah. Isn't that clearly an afan araya that money is Konami Daraisa? So Reish Lakish Amani Rabbi Shimoni. Reish Lakish will say, yeah, that price is going like Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon holds Moses is Konos. I happen to hold Moses is not Kona. That price is going like Rabbi Shimon. There's this long Tosfos, starts from Ralf going over to Ahmed Beis, that discusses how we paskan Halacha Lamaisa. First Tosfos says, why don't we just say we're talking about a Sito Nachri where he's not a bar meshicha? So he says that no, because the stamp Siton that you're talking about doesn't just sell fruits. Primarily what they would sell is wine and oil. And you're not allowed to buy wine and oil from a Nachri, from a non-Jewish wine and oil merchant, because Stam Yenam is Aser, and their Shemen was Aser also before the Beidina de Shara Mishcha came along and was Matir the Shemen. And this Brisa was written before the Beidina de Shara Mishcha. It's called Beidina de Shara Mishcha because that's what it was known for. Beidina, the Beidin de Shara that permitted Mishcha, the oil. Right? So before that Beidin came along, this Brisa was written before they came along. So it can't be that it's talking about a guy, because then all the wine and the oil will be Aser anyway. So obviously it's talking about a Jew. How do we pass on Allah the Maisa between Rabbi Yochanan and Shlakish? So says Tosus Rabbeinu Tam Posik Allah Rabbi Yochanan. Even though Rava tried to bring Raya's for Reish Lakish, Rava just said, yeah, that there's a Brisa and a Pasuk that seems to support Reish Lakish. But you could answer those brises of the brise and the pasuk. All Rava was saying is that the from Shigra it seems that there's a brise and a pasuk that supports him, but that shouldn't be mistaken as a psak halacha by Rava to paskin like Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yonatan says that's not what Rava was doing, and he paskins like Rabbi Yochanan, and he goes through numerous riots over here. We don't have time; we're running out of time already. So it says Gemara Vayter. Some pretty good rise there. It takes a tour through Shas. Says Gemara Vayter, Avla Amru Misha Para V'chulei. Right, we have this curse of a Misha Para. Itmar. Abai Amru Adui Madin Alei. Abai says, it's not that we impose the curse on him. We let him know that there is this curse for people who do stuff that he's just done, of going back on a Mekach after money has changed hands. Rava Amru Melech Laitin Alei. Rava says, no, we impose the curse on him. We're the ones that curse him. Abai Amru Adui Madin Alei. Abai says, we just let him know. Tichsiv Nasi Bam Chalosar. Pasuk says, not allowed to curse enough. Rava says, no, we curse him, no problem. It says, Nasi ba'amcha lo, so you're not allowed to curse someone who's amcha. Someone who's also my samcha. This guy's not also my samcha. He's being very bad. So you're allowed to curse such a guy. Says Tosfos, so you can curse him anything? You can get about anything? It's not just this curse? You can give any curse you want? Says Tosfos, no. Lo mikri hayeno also my samcha li'in shia mutu l'kal lo b'chinam. You can't start cursing him stam, b'chinam, about all other things, and cursing that he should die, and cursing that he should get sick. You're not allowed to just make curses on him, just like that. But this particular curse for not keeping his word, that he opened himself up to by choosing to not keep his word. Amar Rav Amina Amin Allah. So Rav says, where do I get my idea that it's not just Odor Medin Anlay, but it's Melet Laitin Anlay, that we actually cursed the guy? Rav Chia Bar Yosef Yavalei Zuzei Amalcha. Rav Chia Bar Yosef gave money for Milcha. L'sofa Yakar Milcha. And then the merchandise went up in value. What is it? Vinegar? What's Milcha? Salt? Milcha? So, what? So Asal Kamid Rabbi Yochanan, Amale Zil Havlahu. So he went to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, you gotta go pay him. Vilo Kabla Lach Mishapara. And if you don't, then you're gonna be subject to Mishapara. I mean, you have to give it to him, you can't go back on your word, it's too late. Because he gave some money already, so that's it. So it's gonna be Mishapara to try to go back. Viamrita Dui Mudinanlay, Rabbi Chibar Yosef Baraduihu. But if it's just Odur Mudinanlay, what? He needed to be taught this? He doesn't know? He's a big Talmud Chacham. He was very well aware of the Misha Para. No, but if you say that it's Melet Laitin Anlay, so then we're threatening him. We're saying, look, if you don't keep your word, we're going to curse you. Velamai Melet Laitin Anlay. So what? So Melet Laitin Anlay, Reb Chia Bar Yosef Asil Bulei Lay Latusa Drabanan. Was Reb Chia Bar Yosef really going to get cursed by the rabbis? That was really what was going to happen? El Reb Chia Bar Yosef Irvon Hudiyavu Lay. No, it's not that Reb Chia Bar Yosef really wanted to go back on his word and was willing to accept that curse until Rabbi Yochanan warned him, you better not do that. No, it's rather that Reb Chia Bar Yosef, that he gave a some of the money on a lot of produce. And who suffer connected who kona? He thought that the money that he gave is only kona, whatever merchandise equals that value. Rabbi Yochanan says no. When you give a little bit of money, so the kinyan works on the entire thing. Meaning that the word kinyan is an unfortunate term. Meaning it doesn't really mean kinyan in the sense of kinyan. It means that it's going to be subject to mishapara. Itmar, Irvon Rav Amar Kenegdu Hukon, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kenegdu Kula Hukon. So this is Machlokas. Is it only corresponding to what you gave, or corresponding to the whole thing? So Meisvei, Hanosin Irvon Lachaver Rav Amar Lo Mani Chozubi Irvoni Machulach. A guy gives some of the money to his friend, and he says, "If I go back on this, so you get to keep the deposit." Va'alomer Lo, and the other guy says back to him, "Imaniach." So the seller says, "You know, if I'm Chozer, Echbalach Ravon, I'll double your deposit. Not only will I return your deposit, I'll pay you double." Niskayim Atanam Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says the Tanai is Mekuyam. So Rabbi Yossi Tamei, Damar Asmach Takanya. This is Rabbi Yossi Lishitasa, because Rabbi Yossi holds Asmach Takanya. Meaning this is Asmach Takanya, relying. I'm saying this, I'm making this deal because I don't think I'm ever going to be Chozer on it. But it turns out that I want to be Chozer on it, so I didn't really think, when I guaranteed you that money, I didn't think I was ever going to be Chozer on it. Rabbi Yossi says, doesn't matter, Asmach Takanya. Even though you're relying on something that didn't exist yet, it's still Kona. Rabbi Yudah Medayu Shiyu Kona Kona Ravon. Rabbi Yudah says, no, you're just Kona 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 Ravon. I'm Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, but Medvar Mamur Bizman Charmala Ravon Yikon. That's only if you say it explicitly. Avamachlo Bayis Osad Be'el of Zuz. But if you sell a house for $1,000, and the guy pays 5 500 off on the spot. Kane is kone, umaxulos hashar filu acher kamashanim. You can return the rest even many years later. My love, who are din the metalton the bistama kani lulukulu, isn't that the same true by metalton that minastam you kone the entire thing? So says Gemara, lo metalton the bistama lo kani. By stam metalton, if you don't specify, you're not kone. Umayshno, why should karka be any different than metalton? Karka the bekaspa kani le mamish kani le lukula. Karka, which can really be acquired through kesef, it's a real kinyan daraisa through kesef when it comes to karka, so then you'll acquire the whole thing. When it comes to metaltlin, if you give kesef, you weren't really kona anything on a daraisa level. You weren't really kona anything, it's just you're subject to mishapara. So then, that's what we mean when we say kona, it just means you're subject to mishapara, so then you're not going to be kona the whole thing, you're only going to be kona partially. Okay, we'll pick up with Lamech tonight. That's just Hashem tomorrow.